Moving on, a Shia cleric detained by Saudi Arabia earlier this week continues to remain in custody. Sheikh Hassan Al-Ziyad was detained while renewing passports for his family at the immigration office. His arrest has angered his followers, who say he was not involved in anti-regime activities and was only engaged in teaching. The Saudi kingdom has also arrested another 10 people, which it claims were spying for Iran. The detainees include 8 Saudis, a Lebanese, and a Turkish national. Iran has dismissed Riyadh's espionage charges and says it expects the Saudi government to pursue the case through legal channels instead of creating a media hype. Joining us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is Professor Mohsen Saleh, professor at the Lebanese University. Professor Saleh, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your opinion as a whole. Iran has time and again officially denied the espionage claims. Why are the Saudis pressing on with their allegations?
Well, as everybody knows that Saudi Arabia resorts to such accusations against Iran and against Hezbollah and against some activists because the Saudis won't like to see people moving in the south or in Riyadh or other places in Saudi Arabia. They know they behave unjustly with the people, and they want them to be silent. And the Saudis and the Bahrainis as well, they go and march asking for their basic rights, natural rights, to talk, to speak, and to demonstrate, and to be part of the whole regime, the whole system. And the Saudi family and the Bahraini family, as a tribal families, they don't like to see participants from other places or from other sects or from other parties, because they want to have the monopoly over the political and the economic and the social decisions. This won't be a useful way of doing politics. I guess it's time for the Saudi family and others not to resort to accuse people of conspiracy or Iran or Hezbollah or any other people. They have to do something for their people. There is a kind of tyranny, of dictatorship in Saudi Arabia and in Bahrain. They have to appease and to do something for their people. Well, they don't want to do that, and I guess the Saudis and the Bahrainis will continue their march until they get their freedom. And this time, it's soon we will see changes in the Gulf. After Syria, I guess the Gulf states on the Persian Gulf, they have to count 400 before they do atrocities against their people.
Professor Saleh, a name that came up in our story was Sheikh Hassan Al-Ziyad. He's another name in a long list of detainees in Saudi prisons being held with no viable charges. Why aren't we seeing any tangible initiative by the international community or rights groups to resolve this trend in the Saudi kingdom?
Well, we know the Western countries and especially the Americans, they have the monopoly over the media and the propaganda against what they call Iran and Hezbollah and the resistance axis. That's why I guess they are trying to close up such events and such incidents in Saudi Arabia. But I guess that won't go for a long time. People know now in the West, even in the American media, that these two dictators ships will be ended up soon, and I guess they will not be able to defend themselves. And now there are some voices in the West and in the American media asking their country, their government, and the Western government that what they are doing. They are doing everything anti-democracy, anti-freedom, and anti-human activities and freedom of speech. The time is close enough in order to see some changes in these areas.
Thank you very much. Professor Mohsen Saleh joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.